This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to the HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Apple. Yeah, I think that's how you say that.
Yeah.
IKEA and Maris. Got a lot of new stuff in here, so let's dive into it. So we had talked before about iPad as a home hub, and it turns out we're getting a little bit of clarification on what exactly will and won't work. So essentially, you'll still be able to use the iPad as a home hub, but you won't be able to, if you upgrade your home to Matter, you won't be able to use it at that point. So if you have that upgraded home, then you would lose the ability to use the iPad as that home hub. But if you don't upgrade, you could still use the iPad. Or if you upgrade, and honestly, like, everything I'm hearing is saying, like, it's going to be a dot release that we get Matter support. So it's not even going to be right out of the gate. It's not going to be 16.0
mm-hmm.
point two or whatever ends up dropping within days of release.
Mm-hmm.
It'll definitely be later. Like, I'm not going to be shocked if it's like 16.2, 16.3. Like, we'll be looking at this in like January, if I had to guess. We'll definitely get more info, I think, in the fall, but I don't think it's going to be something that is going to be ready to go in October or September, like whenever we get the actual release. So, interesting little tidbits from Apple.
Yep. Alrighty. SmartMe, they have launched a new brand, Yaa, J-Y-A. And with this new brand, they have launched a Fjord air purifier in North America. This thing looks pretty interesting. It is essentially a rectangular air purifier with casters on it. Always nice to see that. It features an LED display. It has TVOC clean air delivery rate of 88 CFM. And then just a normal clean air delivery rate at 265 CFM. It has UV sterilization. It is compatible with HomeKit and Google, as well as Amazon. It is currently on their US website for $399, while the filter is $59.
That's interesting. Like, I think I still want to try the one that has the washable filter.
Yeah.
I mean, $60 to replace the filter seems like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Also, casters. That's an interesting move. Like, are you going to wheel it around a lot? Like, you got to plug the thing in, so.
Right.
Is it that heavy?
Maybe.
I don't know. It's interesting. I like the look of it, though. Like,
yeah.
That squared look.
Very Nordic.
Yeah, for sure. And it looks like it'll get you a large coverage area. It goes mm-hmm. up to 580 square feet for a room, which is pretty sizable.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. Dig it. All right. IKEA has released a few new devices. I don't think these are, like, these still work via the TradFree gateway, not the new gateway. So you will have to have, you know, the whole setup of, like, driver, remote, hub, and then you'll be able to get it into HomeKit,
mm-hmm.
Which does seem like a lot. It is nice, though. These look like very tightly integrated products. So they sell, like, we were actually just there on Friday and, like, looking at their, they have, like, a double stack, bathroom kind of shelving unit. And this looks like it bolts onto the top of the shelving unit and kind of comes out and just gives you, like, a really thin LED strip, which is nice. So it casts down onto whatever's on the shelf. And that one, the article has prices in euros here. That one's 15 euros. It does come in the set of everything that you would need except the hub. Oh, sorry. The strip itself is 15 euros, 58 euros for the whole kit.
Mm-hmm.
40 centimeters wide. And then they now have a new under cabinet countertop lighting called Mittled, M-I-T-T-L-E-D. For the single lights, for the light bar, you're looking at 15 euros individually. And then I'm assuming that's going to come into this kit as well. And then they also have like wardrobe and kitchen lights called Sky Drag. And it looks like those come in varying lengths of 40 centimeters to 80 centimeters. And you're going to pay $52 on the low end for the whole kit, or 52 euros. So I don't know. This stuff, it looks nice. Mm-hmm. I'm guessing that it's white only, just based on the size of the LED and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And they don't mention anything about colors. So it's interesting, but I'm, you know, for me, I'm probably going to still stay away from the IKEA stuff until their new hub comes out. That's going to be Matter compatible. And the hope is that, you know, we get rid of the whole goofy, like, remote driver hub setup. Hopefully it's just like, buy their hub, have a product.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Alrighty. Speaking of new lighting stuff, Marist has come out with a new HomeKit bulb that supports adaptive lighting. So this is the MSL120HK. The built-in LEDs have been improved. Before, they were 810 lumens. These are sporting 900 lumens. And these will have adaptive lighting, but that will come on later down the line.
Yeah, like a firmware update.
Mm-hmm. It can only be ordered in the USA and Canada for $19 for a two-pack.
And these are an E26 base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's not bad. $20 for a two-pack.
That is a pre-sale. It is normally $40 for a two-pack.
Oh.
So.
Missed that. Yeah, and these are Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's so interesting to see people releasing new products that are like Wi-Fi, you know? Like, it's such a hard no for me. Like, I've thought about adding more Marist LED strips, and it's like, I just like our Wi-Fi is so crowded. Like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. Especially with the push towards Matter and Thread.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure. I mean, you know, Matter will work over Wi-Fi, but mm-hmm. you know, I definitely prefer Thread or Zigbee or Z-Wave. So.
Right.
Very interesting. All right. Well, that is all we had this week. We will probably, I think in the summer, you know, we're going to stay at an every other week. So this one comes out on the 12th. So we'll probably have another one 2 weeks after that. So 26th, whatever that day is. Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I think that's right. And yeah, as always, thank you so much for tuning in. And we appreciate you listening, watching on YouTube. If you are, hit that thumbs up and that subscribe button on YouTube. Help us grow and, you know, share this on social media if you enjoy it. We enjoy producing the content. And, yeah, we'll see you next time.